What's up, Soul Warriors? Welcome to this low vibe Saturday night soul session live with me, LC, and you. Grateful to be here. Probably shouldn't even be doing a show this week because it's been a wild week and I got a lot to do, and we're going to talk about that and why it resonates here. But you know, this is exactly when it needs to happen. You know, we need to really be in the energy to talk about the energy. And so that's why I'm here with this low vibe, and we're just going to talk about life and what it takes. Well, the bravery, honestly, that it takes to be the blueprint for something. You know, it's like, can you be the first? Can you be the first to heal the pattern of addiction in your family? Can you be the first person to heal your trauma or change your patterns or create your life, you know, go from where you've been to where you are and where you want to be? Can you be that first person? And if so, like many of us feel like we are as we move through this wild energetic time, but we're choosing healing in a lot of ways, we are going to feel a lot of chaos and go through a lot of things in the pursuit to create the blueprint for people to come after us. In whatever capacity that is, whether it be our family or our friend circle, you know, a lot of us in the recovery community, we've come from this space where we made a lot of mistakes. And so we haven't been able to move forward in a lot of different arenas in the old ways, in the ways that, you know, the style in which we should. So we've had to create our own way to survive and thrive. And so that's what we're really talking about tonight. And really, in a way, how it ties in this trauma of kind of current events in our world. It's a great distraction for us to really not hardly be able to look away externally so that we don't focus in on the only place in which we really can start, which is healing within. And so we're going to talk about a lot of stuff tonight. Anyway, I want you to check out my good friend and my soul sister, Pamela Topjian's book. I do this every week where I can't get it right. I didn't come this far to only come this far. It's a wonderful example of what we're talking about. And you can get that on Amazon by typing in Pamela's name, Pamela M. Topjian, or you can write in the whole title, I didn't come this far to only come this far. But it's an amazing book of exactly what we're talking about choosing healing, choosing certain paths, that better you, to recognize patterns and learn how to heal through them and let them go and build a blueprint for what is successful for you. Also, I want to give a shout out to my good friend Kim Bellis and Sober is the New Cool for having me in this, you know, getting to send me merch, and I just love her. I love that organization. Y'all know who she is. She's amazing. I'm grateful to know her. And so I just want to give her a shout out. You can get this merch and all different things that they are creating over there at soberisthenewcool.ca. Make sure to do that if you haven't already. But I'm really ready to get into this because, you know, I'm in the energy. Like, I'm in the energy of being at that crossroads. And I want to share that with you. And I want to know if a lot of you are in that energy too. And so if you guys are ready, then I'm ready. So let's go. So what's up? Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you for joining me here tonight. I'm looking forward to talking about this stuff. You know, I've had a lot of stuff in for a long time, and trust me, this will be my style of kind of speaking up and speaking out. But it's probably not going to be what maybe you think it is. I have just been in this very chaotic space where I've been shaken up in a lot of ways. And, you know, when I sat down and I've stayed away from social media for a while, I mean, I'm sure you might have noticed, you know, I don't post a lot. I haven't been on Instagram a lot and I haven't been on TikTok. And I tell you, it's every just once in a while, I decided to check it out the other day. And I was overwhelmed at just the energy of our world. And if you're alive and breathing in the world today, it doesn't matter where you are, like there's things happening that are so big and can be so scary and traumatizing. And it's easy to get stuck on something, a cause that we can stand on or stand for, because it makes it feel like we have some kind of, you know, foundation of something. It makes us feel like we have something that we can focus on and fight for. But a lot of what's happening, I also noticed, you know, that's big in the world, is that there are big things individually and personally happening for a lot of us. And just in my personal opinion, I think so many people are stepping into these roles and these identities and things because it gives them some sort of direction and something bigger to drown out what's really trying to occur within. And I think that's why we see so many people engaged. You know, we're all amazing, sovereign, beautiful human beings. And right now we can't really see that. But I think also we're not seeing it in ourselves. I think those that are really wrapped in this space, this energetic space where it's a fight and it's divide, and I think that is, like I said, just a mask for what's really trying to happen within. And so, you know, I was thinking about all of that, and over the week, since in a lot of my personal energy that's been so shaken up has been a lot of familial things. And so I've been doing a lot of thinking and trying to remember and asking questions. And I started thinking about, you know, the generations before me that laid the groundwork, that laid their blueprint and tried to pass their blueprint along for me to be able to be who I am today. You know, for my grandmother, who was the first, you know, woman to work in her family and be independent. And then for my mother to be the first to work in jobs and places that were predominantly male and kind of rebelled against her family and had her own belief systems. And to me, it really all blazed a path. And when I started thinking about how what they've done for me, those seem so subtle, because it's not things we talk about, I can really appreciate it. And so I started thinking about what I was building. What am I building for those who come behind me? Like, what path will I be blazing for who I affect? And I started thinking about all of the things I was going through, and I was really covered up and heavy under a lot of this stuff, because, you know, it's a lot of familiar stuff. I can imagine that a lot of you are having some different, maybe some of those same energies happening in your world, where maybe you're in conflict with family, or maybe you're seeing some patterns that are disappointing, or you're in the opposite space where you're starting to see your family for, you know, the sovereignty that they are, and being able to have these relationships. But in this, like I said, I come back to what I'm trying to build as the blueprint for my life and what that looks like in a space, in a time where it's so easy to get distracted and start to care about someone else's version of what the world is or should be or shouldn't, and all the things. I think we are a people that are finding it hard to realize our own trauma and be nurturing to ourselves, because we don't know what that looks like. And I'm absolutely guilty of that. Like, I have no idea really what it looks like to nurture my own self, to not put the needs of others above my own. And then to really not know what it looks like to try to make a healthy, you know, like separation from that energy without separating from the people. Because a lot of times when this happens with family, you know, it's not that you want to separate from the people, but you have to make a healthy space for you to step back and begin to care for yourself. And if not, maybe some catastrophes start happening. Maybe some things, when you feel something you're supposed to maybe do or talk about or whatever it is that just doesn't leave you alone, that you know deep within you needs to be done. And sometimes it's hard stuff. And so you put it off and you think, oh, no, it'll be okay. It'll be okay. Maybe I didn't really feel that. And then things just start happening. And we get to the place where we get to make a decision if we're going to be brave enough to be the one to make the change and do that in which we feel deep down in our soul, whatever it is. Whether it's a conversation, whether it's a change, whether it's, it doesn't matter what it is. Take it where, if it hits you in your world. But you keep going and these big catastrophes start happening and we get to that place where we have to make the decision. Am I brave enough to be the blueprint for this? Because we have to realize that no matter what, we cannot change anyone else and we can't change enough for them. And it is not our job to awaken them. And I've been struggling with this. Because it is hard to see people in your life that you love that are going through their own journey. And you want to pull them out because it's easier for us to see other people's stuff than it is for us to see our own. Or give advice versus take advice. And it's hard when it seems like, you know, you toss your version of the life preserver out and they don't grab it. It can start to kind of build this resentment, but I'm coming to realize that, again, it's not my job. For me to do that is almost self-righteous. For me to be angry because someone didn't take my version of what I saw or what I thought might help them out. I can't be resentful about that. It comes back to me. It's about deciding what in this world right now you can control or do anything about and what you can't. Because if you let it, it will take you down. And if you're in the, you know, addiction recovery space, that is something we have to avoid at all costs. We don't have the luxury to let ourselves get so beaten down and drained energetically and physically and mentally and spiritually and yet continue to be resilient and keep fighting forward. We have to look at what we're chasing. So much of me overdoing that was chasing approval. Again, shout out Martin John for that great conversation. That's what it was, you know, chasing. But if we step back and look at our lives, where we're chasing that thing we need from the people are usually not the people that are equipped to give us that anyway. It almost becomes this self-sabotaging behavior that we just keep going back to the same ones every time, expecting the same things, and then we get disappointed. It's almost an excuse for suffering. But at the same time, I realize that it really is hard to just accept those that you love, especially if you see them hurting themselves, you know, for families that are watching their children or loved ones go through something. You know, it's hard to not be able to separate yourself from their soul's journey. Y'all have to forgive me. But what we can do something about is the suffering and the anger and the resentment that builds up whenever we keep trying to save them and they are not able to accept that saving. And so for me, you know, that is a hard truth. Not everyone is meant to evolve in the same way you or I are. And that's okay. So the work comes less in trying to create change in another person or in a cause or in a world. And I'm not saying don't have your causes or don't have the things that you believe in. On the contrary, But let them be things that you believe in, like deep down within you. Don't believe in something because you feel pressured to. Don't believe in something because it looks easier. Don't believe in something because someone else told you to, if your gut's telling you no. It's just about really honing in on bringing that energy back to where it's going to really affect society and the world at large the most, is that's within us. Because the more we disengage in that external, distractive, fear-based energy, the less then that we're actually energizing that. And when we are focused in on ourselves and we're focused in on healing and focused in on getting really, really clear on what is a priority to us, you know, this is how you build a blueprint of recovery. Is start to find out what is valuable and important to you. I'm a huge proponent for writing those things down, writing them out, because it just seems to help to see that. But, you know, really starting to hone in on what are your must-haves, what are your non-negotiables. I need to have a certain amount of time in the morning to take care of my mental health and start to try to get spiritually strong for the day, and to, you know, wake up in a way that doesn't give me anxiety. And so I make room for that in my life. So what is it that you're willing to make room for in your life that you know would bring you joy? And if you don't know what brings you joy anymore, then just start trying a bunch of different things. Anything that comes across that maybe interests you in any way. Or make sure you have that time. You know, I never let myself make excuses, no matter what. Whether I go to bed at 8:30 in the evening or 1 o'clock in the morning, I still get up between 5:15 and 5:30 every day, no matter what. There's the rare occasion that my body will just say, nope, not this time, and go ahead and sleep. And I let that happen. But for the most part, that's it. That's my non-negotiable. I got to have that amount of time before I leave for work in the mornings. And so I'm going back to this same program within me where I'm trying to discover what else are my non-negotiables. What are my core values? You know, my biggest core value is to be truly authentic. And I, like everyone else, believe that that authenticity was in titles, in identities. You know, for the longest time, I thought it was in monetary stuff, what you get, what you have, what that says about you. You know, I was caught there for a very long time. And now I understand that being truly authentic is really operating by what your deeper root value systems are. You know, to be true enough to you that you know that you know are a spirit in this body, and that you know that you have to take care of it. You know, and that you want to take care of those things. And so it's just a lot. It really is just a lot. I mean, I could not believe that the energy, like within, I was really, my stomach was in cramps within 6 minutes of watching TikTok. And I thought to myself, what if I wasn't aware? What if I wasn't aware that I had the power, that I had the control to turn that off or take myself away from that? What if I wasn't aware of that? What must that just constant, because it seemed like all the videos were the same, or they had the same theme, and it really like messed me up for the whole next day or so. Like I really had to use my tools, just because, I mean, it's so easy to kind of lay down in that fear and that negativity and add in with the fight because you believe it's something good to fight for. And again, I'm not saying don't. I'm just saying don't let that be the reason that this never changes. You know, have the bravery to go through what it is you're going through right now. focused in on your healing, the thing that is trying to happen within you, whether it's to have the conversation and gain your voice back, whether it is to, start the business and make it successful, no matter what, the family, the whatever it is for you. Have the courage and the bravery to walk through what you're going through now. To move through, learn how to take care of yourself, learn how to value yourself. Start really putting that into practice in your life. Congratulations, Ashley, on 2 years in recovery. You're building the blueprint. You're building the blueprint for your family. You're building the blueprint for the people in your energy. You're saying that this pattern stops here, that this doesn't continue with me. And to have the bravery to go through 2 years of recovery, and the first 2 years are so hard because everything's changing and your body's changing and you're really fighting a lot of real physical and emotional battles. And, I can tell you that some of that eases up, like the fight so much not to fall back on that, starts to ease up a bit. But your healing is always evolving. And so keep walking through that. Congratulations, Ashley. If there's anybody else out there that's celebrating any time right now, congratulations to you all as well. Know that it's progress, not perfection. And I'm just grateful that you all are in this healing space and doing this type of work to create a better life for yourself and your family and to break that pattern, to be the blueprint. So the courage to do it is to be the one who steps out when no one else will and says, I'm going to do it this way. I'm going to make some mistakes. I'm going to fail hard, but I'm going to learn. I'm going to get back up. And I got a goal in mind, and I got some core values that are my foundation, and I'm moving towards something. And whatever that something is for you, just remember not to get distracted from it, to bring the focus back into you. Unplug, man. Unplug at certain points. When you feel it starting to get overwhelming, just unplug it. Take yourself out of that situation. Take yourself out of that energy. Man, it's just a lot. It's so much. I apologize tonight. It's been a lot of, it's been about 4 weeks now that it just seems like, I've been going through different stages of this healing cycle within my family, and that it didn't have to be this long. If I would have done what my intuitive gut was telling me to do earlier, then it might not have had to get this bad. And so that's what I am taking away from this, is to start listening to myself. And I'm also being graceful with myself, because I listen to myself, I'm listening now, which is sooner than I would maybe have before. So, I got to celebrate my wins. I got to find places that I can learn. And I got to remind myself, on the other side of fear is really something amazing. And what if that one thing that you feel like you should be doing right now, but is scaring you to death? What if that, or closing the door on something without knowing what's in front of you? What if that's the one move that would just open your life up? What if that one thing becomes that last puzzle piece in your healing journey, and it just clicks together and you move on? And life starts to become, happier, lighter, and more beautiful for you in your world. Because that's how we create world change. When we create self-change, we create world change, because that's what energizes out. And we can vibe together in laughter and, in camaraderie and respect, because we don't have to like each other. We don't have to approve of each other. We don't have to do any of that. But we owe each other respect for the sovereignty that each one of us are. It's no mistake that we're here in this time as we are, regardless of what that is. Doesn't even matter. At the core of us, authentically, we are sovereign beings. We are breaths of God and you know, of divinity and human expression. Like, we are that expression. And for that, each person deserves respect. There's life in them. God's not done with them. So it's not up to us to be. And I want to live in a world where that's the case, where we connect on that level, where we just respect each other as humans, whether we like each other or agree with each other or not. When we have more power of control to be able to allow each other to go through our journeys, regardless of what that is or how it plays out, we have to allow each other to do that. So I'm with you guys. I know that I'm not the only one. I'm sure there's a lot of different things going on in a lot of different people's lives. And I want you to know, if that's the case, I see you, man. I'm feeling it. And there's light on the other side of it, just as in every time. And just at every time. So, all right. I have to pack for a pet sitting job. Now we have to leave at 7 o'clock in the morning. And it's been a long week and a long day. So I am going to do that. But I just want to thank you guys so much for spending this time with me. If you find value in the content, please do all the things, you know, like, subscribe, and share. But most of all, just if you get something out of it, let me know. Just let me know in the comments if anything resonated with you, or your sober time, your recovery time, your, you know, whatever it is, let me know. Just let me know in the comments that something resonated with you. I appreciate it with you. Celebrate yourself, you know, have compassion. We have Brendan Watt coming up in a couple of weeks. I love that guy. Access Consciousness. He was on the show last season. If you haven't seen that video, check it out. It's on the YouTube channel. It's Recovery Soul Food meets Brendan Watt. He's got a great YouTube channel. It's a Misfits Guide to Life, I think it is. And he has these great little snippets of this great conscious recovery and healing stuff. And I just love it. And I love him. So he's going to be joining us here in July on the 26th, I believe it is. I have to check to make sure, but looking forward to him. And we're going to have some other guests coming up this week. I mean, I work so hard during the summer. It's so hard to do, but I miss doing it. So I'm going to bring them up. And I'm going to bring some great ones. This is the season 5, the virtual mentor season. So I want to hook you up with virtual mentors and not take up all the space. All right. I love you guys so much. I hope you have the most amazing week ever. Have compassion on yourself and each other. It's not our job to awaken others. It's not our job to heal for others. It's only our job to heal for ourselves. And so remember, no matter what, you can get up from your give up and create a life that you love. All right. I'll see y'all next week. Bye.